The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to continue a theme that I began in the previous podcast, a theme that's encouraging us to live not according to the flesh, but according to the Holy Spirit. A theme that encourages us not to dwell in guilt and condemnation, but rather in the freedom that Christ has won for us. We know in no way is God giving us a license for sin to say, well, it doesn't matter anymore. I just confess and then that's all sorted. We know that that's unreality, and we know that sin will still spoil our lives if we indulge in it. But what we're actually angling for, and during this year, this new year, by the grace of God, it's very much in our hearts that we want to live according to the instincts and desires of the Holy Spirit. We live in a body of flesh. We have to handle fleshly desires. We have to recognize that our flesh is sinful. But we also recognize that now it's not all about the flesh. We have a life in the Spirit. And as leaders, we are called upon to model that. We want people to see, not just through the instruction that we give, but through the lives that we live, that there is victory over sin. We're more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. That little section is in verses 31 to 39 of Romans chapter 8. Let's just look at it briefly. If God is for us, who can be against us? This is the great conviction that Paul had and he wants us to have. Sometimes we hear leaders very disillusioned, very negative, and describing all the problems and all the difficulties. But it's not putting our heads in the sand to say God is for us. It's a reality. God is for us. And if God is for us, then who can be against us? Who can be against us in the sense that who can touch us? Who can overwhelm us? We serve a mighty God. And I do pray that all of you listening, and indeed myself, that we would see a year of victory, not euphoria, not unreality, but simply the victory that comes through believing that we have a mighty great God on our side and that we want to live in the light of his glory and presence. Paul says, how do you know God is for you? Well, he didn't spare his son. He gave Jesus for you. He allowed Jesus to leave heaven and to come to earth and to die for you. Now, I know as a leader, that's a basic truth, but it's a simply magnificent, wonderful truth that God gave Jesus. And that's the clearest and best illustration of how much he loves us. And we want our people to know that. Paul says, if God didn't spare his son but gave him up for us, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? You know, with Jesus comes so much. Sometimes we haven't really appreciated, I haven't really appreciated all that's available because we have Jesus. You know how sometimes you may not unwrap a present carefully and you miss some of the contents because you've found perhaps what you consider the main present and you've overlooked that there are many other things. Well, the main present is Jesus himself. He is the gift of God to us. But alongside that, we have guidance and we have wisdom and we have strength and we have God's provision. We have him being a shepherd to watch over us and to lead us in our lives. There are many things. We have forgiveness of sin. We have eternal life. We have escaped the power of death. We have been born again. These are all things available with and through the Lord Jesus. Let's make sure, as ministers of the gospel, that we share all of the benefits that there are with Christ. And it's good to be enjoying those benefits. Paul says in 37, he says, "Now in all these things we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. Neither death nor life, angels nor demons, present powers, future powers, any powers, nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." There are many things that we can take on board as we enter a new year, but let's take on board this. Jesus Christ loves me, gave himself for me, and whatever I face this year, there is nothing that can separate me from his love. Let's believe that. Let's walk in the good of that. Let's encourage one another to do that. Loving Jesus, being loved by him. God bless you.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.uk. Join us again next time for the Living Hope Pastors Podcast.